For weeks, Indiana teachers rallied at the State House to voice frustration over legislation they say could drastically alter how they teach students. A key bill that would limit classroom discussion appears to be watered down. From WFYI's Education Desk, Elizabeth Gabriel reports some teachers still worry restrictive and punitive language could be added back before the legislative session ends.
We are currently at the Indiana State House. I'm here representing Evansville Teachers Association with two of my colleagues.
AP English teacher Shelby Phelps is on a mission, and she's not alone. She is standing among hundreds of teachers who want to deliver a message to lawmakers about House Bill 1134.
This does not need to pass. Like, in fact, we probably should kill it. Let's kill the bill.
House Bill 1134 has pitted the Republican supermajority against many public school advocates. Proponents say it increases transparency for parents of what is taught in the classroom. Yet Phelps, the Evansville High School teacher, worries the bill would have a chilling effect on how she talks to students.
With this bill, that would cause me to be on eggshells. Can I say this? Can I not say this?
Phelps and other educators feel caught in the crosshairs of a national wave of legislation inspired by the debate over critical race theory. Other states already banned certain race-related topics in the classroom. But in Indiana, some powerful lawmakers are walking back similar proposals.
I wanted to recognize that we have over 60,000 teachers here in Indiana. Great teachers. Now, do some of them cross the line? Yeah, they do.
Republican Senator and bill sponsor Linda Rogers told lawmakers last week she changed the bill to increase interaction between parents.
This legislation hopefully will rein them back in or have them move to another field.
The newest version of the bill doesn't provide a way for educators to lose their license over controversial classroom discussions. And instead of banning 8 so-called divisive concepts, it reduced the number of banned notions to 3 topics, such as schools cannot teach that people are inherently responsible for historical actions because of their ethnicity, religion, national origin, and other identifiers. Even with changes, educators say the legislation and ongoing debate remains disruptive and politicizes public schools.
Okay, some of the stuff is going on in here.
This is what we were just doing. Y'all missed us. All right, so, ¿cuál es la diferencia entre mí?
Thrival Academy is a small Indianapolis school where most of the students are black and brown and nearly all qualify for free meals. Principal India Johnson's school embraces activism and advocacy as part of its curriculum.
It's really important to me and for our students, all students, that teachers are equipped with the understanding of the history and the impact that the history of this country has had and the impact that privilege and oppression have had on the people of this country.
Johnson, who was black, is disturbed by how some lawmakers want to control classrooms. Some legislators supported a ban of discussions that can make some students feel guilty. Even though the bill's newest version states it does not restrict the teaching or discussion of factual history or historical injustices, Johnson is still concerned.
My people were not allowed to outlaw our discomfort. If we were allowed to outlaw our discomfort, we wouldn't have gone through much of any of what we went through. But emotional discomfort, that is a gross exercise in abuse of privilege. To say what makes me uncomfortable, I will make it against the law.
It remains to be seen what lawmakers will include in the bill's final language before the legislative session ends next month. I'm Elizabeth Gabriel, WFYI News.
The Indiana Senate could vote on the legislation next week. It would return to the House for lawmakers in that chamber to decide whether or not to accept the changes that were made in the Senate.